Successive administrations have called on federal agencies to shrink their real estate. That's continued under President Trump. The Environmental Protection Agency is taking the cue in at least a small way. The EPA will close satellite facilities in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Gros Isle, Michigan this year. It'll have to relocate a few dozen employees. Keith Fuzinski is an EPA toxicologist at that Michigan facility. He tells Federal News Radio's Jory Heckman the office reshuffling will harm the readiness of environmental emergency crews.
Where we're located now, we're basically 20 minutes from Detroit, 30 minutes from Toledo. We're right on that corridor where most of these responses happen. Now we're moving an hour away. So now if the OS gets a call that they're having a response, now they got to drive all the way to Ann Arbor, fight with traffic going into and out of Ann Arbor can get pretty hairy. I mean, we can get up to two-hour delays sometimes. Go get their vehicle, get back out of Ann Arbor, and then go respond to the emergency. So it's really going to delay the emergency response times, which puts people at risk.
Could you walk me through a little bit of the timeline of when the EPA first came to you and AFGE about the decision to close the Gros Isle office, and what was the reason given?
The office itself is owned by EPA, Office of Research and Development. We've had U.S. Fish and Wildlife Station in the office for many years, and they're building their own welcome center at the International Wildlife Refuge. So they're all moving out after construction finishes on their building. It was a research lab. They were doing research for the Great Lakes. So ORD has basically moved all that research to Duluth, so all those people are gone, which basically just leaves the emergency response to this. So 2 years ago, we were told to develop a potential office relocation document to give management what exactly EPA Superfund Division would need to operate if we looked for a new building. So we made a list of all our needs for the Superfund and Criminal Investigation Division that's also stationed with us. So we got together, we made a list, and we sent it to management. Management then put a proposal out for real estate, and we went out and actually looked at various properties with our facilities people. We had Superfund, people from headquarters, CID was there, and we all went together to look at various buildings. On the day we went out for buildings, when we got back, they said, we got messages, don't worry about it, our office is a strategic asset, we have 4 more years until it closed. You know, at least 4 more years left before they even talk about closing it. And then a couple months later, we started getting messages that, we're going to be closing. So August 31st of 2017, they actually gave us official notice that they were going to close our office and move us into what's known as Portafab units that they're having built for us in the EPA Missions Lab in Ann Arbor.
They'll continue operations at Ann Arbor, correct?
They are continuing operations at Ann Arbor. In fact, it's sort of bizarre because the way these Portafabs are being built, the air intakes for the Portafab unit are coming from the vehicle emissions lab where they test vehicles. Now, we were told that the vehicle emissions will not impact our air intakes, but we have no proof of that concept yet.
You had talked about this earlier, and I just want to touch on that a little bit more, and that's the Portafab offices. How does that new office space compare to what employees had in the old Gros Isle offices?
Oh, what we have now is everybody has their own private office, about 12 by 12. We're moving into 6 by 8.
So it seems like it's a step down in terms of space for everyone.
It's a step down in space. It's a step down in privacy. The equipment that the emergency responders that we have here, personal protective equipment, all the suits they have to wear if they need them, all the monitoring equipment that we have, we're really being crammed into a very small area. Because not only do we have the office space, we also have a warehouse in the back that we're no longer going to have. They're basically going to put a gate up in part of the emissions lab, a little fenced off area, and that's going to become our warehouse.
So you had a warehouse at the old facility, and you're not going to have a warehouse in the new facility?
Right. We're being reduced down to a small trailer, and we call it a trailer, the Portafab unit, and a small 300-square-foot gated storage area. Originally, we were actually looking at real office space, and they were going to do construction to make the office the way we wanted it. Other regions have designed Portafab units the way that works best for the employees. Here, they're not doing that. Here, they're just, this is the size of the unit comes off the shelf, and this is what you're getting. What our needs and our requests of, to actually be a functional emergency response unit are not being met.
You'd speak a little bit more to, what this change does to the agency mission.
Well, this is something that, there was something that came up a couple of years ago. The Office of Inspector General made a ruling where the on-scene coordinators or emergency responders cannot take the vehicles home with them anymore when they're on call or, over the weekends or at night, which is what they used to do. They used to take all the response equipment with them. And now, after OIG came down with that ruling, they can't do that. So if there's an emergency, they have to drive to the office, pick up their vehicle, that's already preloaded with the response gear and go to the emergency.
Do you have an estimate of how many EPA employees will be affected by this move and in what offices?
So it's all our office. It's Superfund. We have 17 employees in our office, funding contractors and grantees. And then CID has two staff in their office that's going to be moving.
What I had heard in the Las Vegas relocation, which is similar but different, and there's a lot of things that are different in this case, but what I had heard through that's a big move of people moving from Las Vegas to across the country to like Ohio or North Carolina, and they were going to get relocation compensation for the move. Will EPA employees get relocation compensation for moving from Groseal to Ann Arbor?
Yeah, what they're doing is they're playing it safe. They're keeping us within the 50-mile radius, which is required for relocation assistance. So it's 42 miles door to door.
Just to clarify that, if they relocate you any further than 50 miles, they have to compensate employees?
Hypothetically, they have a weird equation that they use for how they figure out that 50 miles. The way it works is they take the amount of distance you drive between your home and the office now, and they figure out how far it is from the new office to the old office, subtract the amount of mileage you drive at this point in time. If it's more than 50 miles, then you get relocation assistance.
I'm hearing a lot of cons about this move. I'm not seeing any of the pros to it. What was the reason that was given for closing the Groseal offices, considering that the EPA owns those buildings in the first place?
Yeah, it's basically consolidation. And honestly, it would make more sense for the EPA to go out to other federal agencies because, you know, we have, once Fish and Wildlife moves onto that building, we're going to have a lot of room in that building. It'd be much easier for EPA to go to other federal agencies, which I know are lacking on space, and say, hey, you know, we're right next to an airport. It'd be great for Border Patrol. There's a Border Patrol building they just built down in Gibraltar a couple miles away that's already packed full of people, and they don't have any more space. We can easily lease some of our space to the Border Patrol. There's other agencies that we can lease space to. We're right in the middle of a river. We have boat launches accessible. So why they're doing it this way, I have no idea. EPA already owns the building outright. So, I mean, this has been federal property for a long time. The federal government's already set up here. We own the buildings outright. What are they going to do with the buildings? We don't know. So it really makes no sense of why they're doing this beyond the fact of space consolidation. But it's not really going to save any money if we already own the buildings outright. And they have no plans to do anything with the buildings as of yet.
That was Keith Fuzinski, an EPA toxicologist, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jory Heckman. Be sure to check out Jory's coverage at federalnewsradio.com.